MilliganTown.org.
This is Vince Scava with the MilliganTown Daily. As we go through the three uses of the law, the second use of the law is to restrain evil in the world. Even though it's distorted and imperfect, the law of God in the heart and in the scriptures is used by civil governments under God's authority to hold down evil. The threat of punishment and the rule of law keeps sin in check by God's power to the blessing of societies and to the blessing of the church. Romans 13 tells us every person is to be in subjection to the governing authorities, for there is no authority except from God, and those which exist are established by God. Therefore, whoever resists authority has opposed the ordinance of God, and they who have opposed will receive condemnation upon themselves. For rulers are not a cause of fear for good behavior, but for evil. Do you want to have no fear of authority? Do what is good, and you will have praise from the same. For it is a minister of God to you for good. But if you do what is evil, be afraid, for it does not bear the sword for nothing. For it is a minister of God, an avenger who brings wrath on the one who practices evil. Now often, our first thought is to complain about the failures of law and government, and certainly they're real. But we also ought to be thankful for civil laws, for police and for government, for the peace that they bring under the authority of God, because He gives us these things for our blessing. For the Milligantown Theological Society, this is Vince Scavo.